With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
King.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And I think it's a sort of residue of that. When Shakespeare wants people to be mad, he tends to give them a particular type of vocabulary. It's very, very precise. You see it in King Lear with poor Tom. Hamlet only uses that particular formulae once, and that's with Polonius, who's the man who first defines him as mad. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Polonius, this man whose understanding of human nature isn't exactly accurate or profound, has just gone to King Queen and said, he's mad, he's absolutely mad. And I thought, oh, that's interesting, I don't think he's mad, I think he's just grief-stricken. I think, actually, he wants to go back to the status quo ante. You know, he wants things to be as they were. And he wants to go back to Wittenberg, and he wants to be a student, and all those sort of things that people, grieving people, do. But I say that with absolutely no sense that that is the right reading. Because, as you know, many Hamlets as there are, they're valid interpretations, which is it just happened that that's the one that came out of me.
Sarah, it's your job to see every Hamlet that you can get your hands on.
Yes.
And what is that like as an experience? I mean, do you think you will ever tire of it?
No, I don't. I was wondering why that is. I wondered if perhaps it's because I'm an indecisive person, and I'm absolutely delighted that one of the most wonderful characters ever written can't make his mind up what to do. But I think, no, more. It's much more what Simon's been saying, that he brings you close, so close to that central question, what is it to be human? I mean, he stands there, and that great soliloquy, to be or not to be. I think it was Sam West who's played him, who pointed out that he doesn't talk about himself in that. He doesn't say I or me. He brings you all in to that question. And he takes you, I mean, whether or not he's mad, well, there's a whole range of interpretations, obviously, but he's in extremis, he's in grief, and he takes you to the edge of, he peers over the edge of death, of madness, of, and he's,